For the Sarvastivadins, a recurring theme is the desire to see the Rupakaya of the Buddha. And maybe it's because they're an early Buddhist school after the Parinirvana. They haven't seen the Buddha, and they long to see the Buddha. Maybe they're thinking of the pain of their own, of the Buddha's absence in their own lives. And maybe they think, well, no wisdom can counteract that. No wisdom can surpass being in the presence of the Buddha. And maybe they think that the more that you see the teachings of the Buddha, the more you long to see the Buddha's face, the more you long to see the Buddha himself, the originator of the Dharma. So a reoccurring theme in Sarvastivadin literature is that even arahants need to see the Rupakaya. And we too live far away from the Buddha, both in space and in time. We read the scriptures. We sit in our chair, we read about the Buddha, and we read about the contemporaries of the Buddha, and we see how people can be enlightened just after listening to one little pithy teaching, or they gain enlightenment after just spending time with the Buddha. We see how the Buddha's presence fills them with such faith and awe and wonder. And then we put down the book, and we feel pretty much the same as we did before. And all we're left with is our imagination. But for Sarvastivadins, this is the practice. So I'm going to borrow slightly on the work of John Strong. Actually, I'm going to borrow heavily on the work of John Strong, who's an academic who specialises in the Sanskrit Abhidhanas. And he says, well, for the Sarvastivadins, the way they thought about it was that you have to make a pilgrimage to the past. You have to go back to Shravasti. And you have to bring to mind the Buddha as fully as possible as his Rupakaya and feel his presence. And the way we do this is, like Purna, by creating a Gandakuti, a perfumed chamber. We turn an ordinary dwelling place into a perfumed dwelling place. And in Buddhist literature, the Buddha always dwells in the Gandakuti, the perfumed chamber. And it's perfumed by offerings. He doesn't perfume it himself. It's perfumed by the offerings of others. So what Purna does is he makes a space for the absent Buddha to be present. And he makes that space for the absent Buddha with beauty and offerings. He transforms that ordinary dwelling place by his own faith into something where the Buddha can arrive. And I personally find that a very, very beautiful image, the image of Purna going up onto the roof and throwing his offerings towards Shravasti. I remember after I read that story, this little refrain went through my head in meditation, which was, I send the white flowers of my longing to catch the wind, to be blown on the wind, towards Shravasti, to lie at the feet of the Buddha. I think for me, Shravasti is the place I very much associate with the Buddha. It's not only where a lot of the stories come from, but it's also when we went on pilgrimage last year. When I went on pilgrimage, it was the place where I felt the Buddha most strongly, certainly. And it was also my birthday. So that's good. So for the Sarvastivadins, you have to make a pilgrimage to the past. You have to evoke the Buddha's presence by creating the perfumed chamber. But you also have to come back to the present and the present absence of the Buddha. You've got to feel his presence, but also his absence. Because we can't have the Buddha. The Buddha is no longer here in the same way. All things are subject to impermanence, even the Buddha. And perhaps in coming back to our present day reality, we also feel the dukkha of our separateness. We feel the dukkha of maybe having limited imaginations that can't quite embody the Buddha fully. I sometimes feel my own imagination is very, very mundane and feeble in some respects. And this is part of the practice. Part of the practice is also to feel the Buddha's absence. And if you have that Buddha's absence and also the Buddha's presence in your mind, a kind of longing for union is created. And this is what Purna exemplifies, a longing for union with the Buddha. He feels his presence, by creating the Gandakuti, by making a pilgrimage to Shravasti in his own mind. But he also feels his absence because the Buddha isn't there. He lives far from the Buddha.